This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, first big weekend of Mardi Gras, but you know what? You got to manage your money. Are you not going to have any money for beer or porta potties or anything else? Mark Rosa joins us now, President, CEO. I try to tie it in, make it relatable. I do what I can, you know what I mean? Babe Ruth didn't knock them all out of the park either, Mark Rosa. He swung and missed occasionally, you know what I mean? Patrick Mahomes throws interceptions. Jack Nicklaus has already hooked him out of bounds.
It was like a pay porta potty. Is what it sounded like. Yeah. Where you were going.
I don't know. They got these laughing things. I've been on this morning where people buy, and I know somebody bought one of these things, kept it in their living room, in their lobby all year long. They never picked a damn thing up. It's this little individual, like a pop-up chair, but it's covered. It's a porta potty, and then you use it, and then the problem is people don't dispose of the stuff properly, and then you got a hazmat scene on a neutral ground, and you just wonder why people do some stuff sometimes. But anyway,
yes, sir.
Go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find some very valuable calculators there. Last count, I think it was 90-something of them, right?
There are quite a few.
Yeah,
yes,
and they're absolutely
glad to
free.
Have them.
No, tell me about the calculators, and we'll get into international investing and more, Mark.
Well, Tom, jeffersonfinancial.org, and you'll find many of they're all financial calculators, and they handle just about every scenario that would hit you from a money standpoint. And it's refinancing loans or lease versus buy decisions. Got a lot on 401ks, IRAs. Should you convert your IRA? And it's just, I mean, the biggest thing I find is to sit down in kind of the quiet of your own home and play with the calculator. You can't break anything. Nobody's going to ask you to log in, create a password, none of that. It's free and open to the public. You can't wear them out, and you could wear yourself out going through all the calculators, but that's okay. They'll be there when you recollect yourself. But the idea being, if that can help before you approach your refinance or buying a home or any of those types of things, you feel like you're a little bit better equipped to approach some of these decisions in life. And arithmetic or math in general is not everybody's favorite subject. Mm-hmm. So a calculator comes in awfully handy when you're trying to solve some problems that feel like you're in the deep end of the pool. So I use them all the time. I use them for my class at UNO, and it, you know, that's what they're built for everybody to use. And you could use the dickens out of them. That's why they're there. But Tommy, I wanted to, you know, segue. And I'm getting a lot of emails just from follow a couple of sites. Seeking Alpha is one, and Market Watch, Wall Street Journal. Late last year, you and I were talking about some of the comments that were actually even coming from the Fed. One Fed governor said, you know, the market right now is priced for perfection. And the story behind that headline was a lot of investment banks and the Fed and analysts are thinking that our market was pretty much had gone to the extent that it could go. The prices might be getting a little bit frothy, And if it would back itself up 10, 15, 20%, you'd have a lot of people that would say, well, I'm not surprised.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Saw this coming. And it was, you know, what's baked into that? Well, the market hit a high right after the election. And we've said before, whether it was people that liked the results of the election or just glad it was behind us, the uncertainty was taken off the table. And so it hit a high, but it pulled back after the Fed came out and said, well, you know, we were talking about 4, 6, 8, and some people were talking about 10 interest rate reductions last year. It turned into only 4. Then they said, well, because of, you know, the way the economy is going, we might do 2 of them in 2025. Now a lot of conversation is turning to, I don't know if they're going to do any. Inflation is rearing its head. We've had GDP figures that are starting to be formulated to come in for this year. And it's like they're on a wait and see. You know, so our Monday segment, the last couple of Mondays, was like the Dow was just in a trading range and it wasn't making any new ground. S&P Wednesday hit an all-time high. It was there because of some technology stocks, and those have been responsible for a lot of the market's gains. So what's now coming up is maybe we should be looking elsewhere. If the market is at a high, based on many people's opinion, being the S&P and the Dow, what I'm referring to as the market, and the catalyst for change there, two things determine stock prices, interest rates, and corporate earnings. The earnings have been coming out pretty decently, fourth quarter earnings, and we've pretty much got the bulk of them that have already reported. About 60-70% of the companies reporting have beat expectations. So that's good news, and that'll keep levels up a bit if earnings are coming in decent numbers. But the interest rate front, that's waning. So what's happened in Europe is the European Central Bank has been dropping interest rates faster than our Fed. And they have more promise over there to drop interest rates a little bit further. And I've not, full disclosure, gone into international investing, meaning buying funds and things. But some people that might be, one, you might be interested in that. And two, that you might feel that this is right for you. And that's what it's all about. So the S&P has come up about 4% this year. And again, this week hit an all-time high. If you're into the index investing is probably one of the easiest ways to invest outside of our country, because unless you're really, really good about doing the research in another country, in a firm, through the political risk of that country, you got other things to worry about if you leave the United States, and currency risk. You know, what is the currencies over there going to do? Because so that is going to affect your potential investment results. So the two of them, what's called the STXE 600, that's one of the index over there. It's up over 10% this year. The stocks, STOXX 600, is up about 8%. Both of them are up twice as much as our own S&P 500. So this morning's news, is it time to invest in Europe? I just got an article from Seeking Alpha about that, an article written about what we're talking about this morning. And it's probably the easiest way would be through like a 401k or a mutual fund that does an index. And it's every 401k has a menu. It's largely governed by regulation. All of our 401k plans they're very rigid in their construct. They want the idea of a 401k to be intact, but they have to offer at least one or two foreign type of funds on their menu of choice. So if you have one in your 401k, you could pull up your own 401k with a company where you work, or use the company resources can point you in that direction of what mutual funds you have at your disposal. You might find this is right for you. And it's not that you're going to unload everything that you have and put it all in European stocks or European index funds. But it might be that you might say, well, a little diversification is not going to hurt. The European market is doing better right now. Maybe I could do a little bit better with it by putting maybe 10%, 15%, 20% to the extent that you're comfortable in a European exposed marketplace. And it being an index, that would be easy to get in and get out. And you're not buying an individual stock. Very few 401k plans. I've not known one personally, but I've had people that have said, yeah, there are 401s that you can buy an individual stock. That's rare. Most of ours, probably 99% of us that are 401k holders, we're doing it through mutual funds. So that might be a way. You could go on the jeffersonfinancial.org website. You could look at some 401k calculators and put in some of these numbers if you know, that helps you make some of those decisions. But index investing for outside of the country might be the best way to do it.
Very interesting information, valuable information. Mark, thank you. We will talk to you Monday when we'll take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Maybe then we can talk about Doge and cuts and everything else. But yet, S&P 500 seems to be doing fine. Wall Street loves it. We'll pick it up there Monday. Thank you, sir. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, 755, 5 till 8. Let's go ahead and look at traffic now on WWL.